We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Samach Aleph. We said that this part of the Halacha is appendixes, sort of, that Rav Nosson Zal's going back to clarify, explain, and add on a few highlights to the major Halacha that we had. V'haklal, and to summarize what we said before, Ki hatzadik b'chinas Moshe she'oisek lahalois mishmad l'rotzoin, that the tzaddik who is in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is involved especially in elevating Jews from shmad, from the lowest level of faith in Hashem possible, to rotzoin, to the deepest, highest connection to Hashem, sheze tzorech gam kol echod l'fi marigosoi, that this is something that doesn't apply only to Moshe Rabbeinu or to the greatest of tzaddikim, but it applies also to every single Jew on their level. Ki afilu haksherim, kishesorim lefomim me'achrei Hashem Yisborach, because even real religious people, when they turn away from Hashem sometimes, nechshav l'avoy dezorah, it's considered like a taste of idol worship. As is written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, al posuk v'sartem v'avadatem elokim acherim, you'll turn away and you'll be worshipping idols, chas v'shalom, that any deviation from Hashem is chas v'shalom considered like idol worship. Kemuva b'dvareinu kama pomim, as is brought throughout our teachings in many places. Vafilu mi shenofal v'nisrachek mo'oid mo'oid eich shehu, and even a person who chas v'shalom fell spiritually very, very far away from Hashem, no matter where he's at, al kulam magim rachmei hatzadik hanal, to all of these people who are in the furthest places, the kindness of the tzaddik reaches out to them, lo'oiroi, to inspire them, and to elevate them from the furthest possible distance from Hashem to the greatest closeness to Hashem. The Iker, and the main way that this is accomplished, is al yidei koyach ha-pidyon anal, through the special pidyon that we spoke about earlier. Shehu al yidei b'chinas metzach ha-rotzoin, the pidyon that reaches up to the highest spiritual place, which is called metzach ha-rotzoin, the source of Rotzayn. V'hoikar, v'hoikarhu, and the main thing is, shehatzadik, begoidel koichoi, mamshich chesed v'rachamim v'rotzayn niflo mishon, that the tzaddik, through his great power that he has developed with all of his mitzvahs and maisim toivim by leading the kind of life that he's led, he is able to draw kindness and rotzoin nifla, an incredible goodwill from the highest spiritual places, from Hashem, ad shemeir horotzoin lemato lemato, to the point where that goodwill of Hashem, that rotzoin, shines all the way down, ad shafilu becholam adrego satachtoin es moid, so that even on the lowest levels, the very lowest levels, afilu be'eser kisrin de misavusa, even within the ten domains of tuma, even a person who's totally in the ballpark of tuma, magia harotzoin hakodosh, this holy rotzoin reaches lechol hanefoshois shenaflu l'sham, all the souls that have fallen down there, at shegam shom heimisoyrim bechol pam. And it affects them in a way that even down there in the worst tumma that they're in, they receive inspiration. They're inspired all the time, berotzayin chazak, with a powerful desire, v'kisufim toivim lam shem isborach, and with all kinds of good yearnings for Hashem. Ki elu hanoiflim oid, because these people who fall far away from Hashem, it is impossible to bring them back to life spiritually and to help them return to Hashem unless you're able to, unless this high spiritual level called Ratzon reaches out to them, Lahoyer Bohem Milemala Lamala, to shine light to them from way, way, way up on high. May Ratzon Hoelyon Anal, from the highest Ratzon, Mi Meitzach HaRatzon, as it's called, Ad Lemato Lemato, to reach all the way down to the lowest places, Ad Shegam Oisam Shenoflu, Al Yidei Toikif Hadinim, Lebechinas Meitzach Isha Zoyna, to the point where even those who have fallen as a result of the severe din that they brought upon themselves through their sins and all kinds of terrible things, and they've fallen into the category of Meitzach Isha Zoyna, as we mentioned the previous year, that the Zohar HaKadosh said that there are two Meitzachs. There's the Meitzach HaRatzon, which is way, way, way up on high, and then there's a lower level Meitzach, the Meitzach of Zeranpin, where there's good and bad. And we mentioned that the bad can go so bad that it can fall into this category of Meitzach Isha Zoyna, that a person who's being shot at, a person who's in the Midas Hadin of that Meitzach of Zeranpin, that person can fall into the worst sins, Chas V'Shalom. And even them, even those people, Gam Heim Yis'oiru V'Yishtoikiku Barotzoin Toi V'Chozak L'Hashem Yisborach, even they can be inspired and motivated to yearn with real good, powerful, sincere desire for Hashem, Ad She'yal Oisam Mishmad L'Rotzim, to the point where the tzaddik can succeed in taking those people and elevate them from Shmad to Rotzim. Kizeh Yodua, because this is a known fact. She'kol ma, this is very important rule. You have this throughout Likutei Halachos, that one of the benefits of learning Likutei Halachos is you learn many of the rules of Kabbalah, of Chassidus, and of how Hashem operates, how Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael. Ki zeh yadua, because this is a known fact, shekol ma shenofal b'yoyser, l'madrega p'chusa u'shvela b'yoyser, that the more a person falls down to a lower level spiritually, Tzrichin lo oirer olav rachamim mimokoim elyoin vegovoya beyoiser veyoiser. If you want to help that person, you have to be able to draw to them kindness that comes from the super highest place. Sheze bechinas hanal. This is what we're describing here. That the people who are in Shmad, it's not enough to give them a band-aid, or it's not enough to give them light from chesed or from netzach. If you want to help a person that's that far down, the only way it can be done is by going to the highest spiritual levels and sending light down from there. That's the only kind of light that can help them in that kind of state. She'ikar hatikva l'chol eilu anal, the main hope for those people is rak al yedei ha'pidyon ho'elyon hanal v'kanal, only through that super high level pidyon that we spoke about, a pidyon that spans all 24 courts, which Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in chapter 215 in Likutei Moharan, that sometimes when a tzaddik uses that kind of pidyon to try to bring about a refuah shleima for somebody, or a success in parnasa or something, and we don't see that happen, sometimes it's because Hashem has rerouted that pidyon to be able to use it for a much more important cause, the cause being to affect Geirin and Balei Tshuva, to provide the nuclear energy that's needed to take a person from Shmad, from in the sub basement, to take them all the way up, to take them out of there and bring them into the Kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal explains in other places that, then hold on a second, what happens with the guy who gave the $1,000 or the $18,000 for the tzaddik to make a pidyon to help him or to help his friend? What happens to that guy? That guy gets nothing? You know, they just take his pidyon, reroute it for something else, and he's out in the cold? Rav Nosson says, no. That person will also receive the help they need. However, it won't be immediate. It'll probably take a little bit longer. The person will get the Yeshua because, again, that's the reason they gave the money, or that's what they were focusing the tefillah on. But because Hashem understood that it was needed elsewhere, emergency, this person might have to wait a little bit longer. What if the person can't wait, chas v'shalom? The answer is Hashem knows and the truth tzaddik knows. Sometimes when we're in an emergency, we say, hey, I can't wait anymore. You know, we're screaming, help, you know, Maria. But sometimes we know that even on a physical level, sometimes chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, there's a car accident and there are people that are hurt and there's different levels of hurt that's going on. And a real professional analyzes the situation and sees who they have to deal with first, second, third. And even though the person, one of the people is screaming at the top of their lungs, they know that the guy, they analyze, they see the person, they see he's got a scratch on his foot. He's just a little more sensitive and a little more crazy, you know, so he's, you know, screaming louder. But that doesn't necessarily prove that the emergency is a greater emergency. That Hashem and the true tzaddikim are the ones who know how to rate, you know, what the level of emergency is and where to direct the tefillahs to, what the order is. We have to really, really believe in them and put our total trust in them. We have to do our part. We have to give the tefillah. We have to give the tzedakah. Once I did that, it's in Hashem's hands and the tzaddik's hands. Whatever it will be, I'm happy. I'm confident that I did what I could. And now Hashem is handling it. V'zeo b'chinas sfiras oimer. This is also tied into the mitzvah of counting the oimer. Shemenifim oimer soirim, whereby when that korban of oimer soirim is brought on the second day of Pesach, they would lift it up. Shehu b'chinas behemius. Rav Nosson says that barley represents behema. We mentioned many times that wheat is referred to as human. Barley is referred to more of an animal type of grain. Shehu minchas kenois lahasoita. And we know that this mincha of barley was also used in a different situation completely. When a man suspected his wife of performing acting in an illicit kind of way with another man. And he warned her and he told her not to associate with that person. And then she was found, she was witnessed spending time alone with that person, secluded. We don't know if she actually went ahead and committed an act of sin or not. But the fact that after she was warned to stay away from that person, she continued and she allowed herself to be secluded in a yichud with that person for a certain length of time, that puts her in the category of Saita, where there's a doubt on her. And then she has to bring a mincha. There's a korban mincha of barley that's brought that's part of the process of being able to find out whether she committed the full sin or not. Shehu pegam znus. We know that the sin of Saita is also a type of pegam of znus. Shebo alidei ruach shtus. Which people commit that type of sin as a result of a spirit of foolishness. Al yidei meitzach isha zoina, which is what the pasuk refers to over there that we quoted earlier, the brazenness of a zoina, of a woman who doesn't care. She's not ashamed, she's not afraid to act in an illicit kind of way. V'achshov maschilin lahamshich ha'ora, and now, when we're counting the oimer after Pesach, we're starting to draw light misoif ho'aliyah from the first night of Pesach. I'm sorry. We're drawing this he'ora misoif ho'aliyah from the end of the process, which is going to be on the holiday of Shavuos, which is when we're going to reach the peak, the top. Shenizke la'alos l'sham b'Shavuos, which im yitz Hashem we hope to rise up to there on Shavuos. Shehu bechinas meitzach harotzayin. That's the 50th level. That's called meitzach harotzayin. So now when we bring the mincha soimer 49 days before that, we're drawing some of that light from the finish line. Ad shebekoyach zeh menifin ho'imer soirim. And that's what gives us the ability to lift up that oimer of barley. Lehamtik hadinim. To nullify all the judgments that are on us. Ulevatel haruach shtus, maisa behemius, and to also remove from us our foolishness, our animalistic desires, b'chinas soyrim, which are represented by barley, shehu chiyus habehema, that's animal food, animal sustenance, ulahaloi sakoy l'Hashem yisborach, and to elevate it all to Hashem, al yidei hakoyhen, through the koyhen, shemenifoi b'beis hamikdash l'Hashem yisborach, who's the one who lifts up this soymer in the beis hamikdash, to Hashem, b'chol havov k'tzovois, and he lifts it, he moves it around in all six directions, up, down, right, left, you know, north, east, west, north, south. And what's the message that he's doing in that, in those hand motions, by moving this barley in all these directions? What message is he broadcasting? Lohidia, this is to make it known, shehakoil l'Hashem yisporach, that it's all for the boss, it's all for Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas dalid de'echod, as we mentioned earlier, that's also what we have in mind when we say the Dalid of Echod in the Shema Yisrael, Sheshom Mamlichen Oysa Yisborach B'chol Havov Ktzovois. There also, we're crowning Hashem, we're declaring Hashem as King in all the directions. Ki b'madregois hatachtoino yisoelu, because on these low levels, when Jews, chas v'shalom, fall in their emunah, and they fall to very low levels spiritually, it is impossible to shake them up, to bring them back, without that rotzon. And then after we've brought that korban oimer, where we drew some of that light of Shavuos and we used it to be mamtik the din and the barley, and we declared we were mamlech Hashem in all directions, after all of that, maschilen lispor sheva shabosois, we start counting the 7 weeks, letaher esatzmoi mizuamas mitzrayim, to purify ourselves from all the impurities of Egypt that are still attached to us, velizkois laham shechovo b'chol yoim, Moyach Vedas, and in order to be able to draw upon ourselves every one of these 49 days a new level of Seichel, a new Moyach, Bechinas Kedushas Kabbalas HaTorah, which is going to be finalized, the grand finale of that is going to be when we receive the Torah. V'chol Zeh Muvan B'HaTorah V'So'erim Tzivisi, all of this is explained and can be understood from the chapter on Likutei Moran, Vesoer v'mtzivisi, which is in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 4, Shenemro b'Shavuos, which is a shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave on Shavuos, Shemavoyer Shom, Me'inyan Meitzach Hanochosh. In that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the Meitzach Hanochosh, the source from which the Sitrachra draws its energy from, Shehu Shoyresh Chochmas HaTeva, which is the source and the roots of the scientists, philosophers who deny Hashem, those who are not religious, they do deny Hashem. Shetzrichim lahachnioi, and it's our mission to destroy them, to defeat those people, al yidei tzedakah, through the mitzvah of tzedakah, shaydeze mesaknin pigam hazakenim arichei yom shebedor, which is what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, helps us to fix the damage that's done by old people, she'ein lohem shleimus, people who live a long life, but their life is empty. They don't fill their days with das and Torah and mitzvahs. Vaydeze magbirin meitzach harotzayim. And through the mitzvah of tzedakah, Rabbeinu Zal shows that tzedakah is called nedivu slave. Tzedakah is an expression of rotzayim toiv, of goodwill. The mitzvah of tzedakah helps correct the damage that's done by these zekenim of the wrong type. Ki ha'odom tzorich kol yemei chayov lohoisif b'chol yoim kedusha v'das. Rabbeinu Zal makes again one of these special statements where he says a Jew has to see to it in each and every single day of his life to be adding holiness and das to himself. V'ze ikar arichas yomim. And that's the meaning of long life. When we talk about living, growing, when we talk about growth, when we talk about adding another day, a new day in my life, that's when it's called a living day. instead of Chas Hashom, a day that's dead, empty. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, study it well. V'chol ze b'chinas Sfira, and this is all tied into Sfira, she seifrim hayomim lo'oimer, we count the days from the time that we brought that Oimer Soirim. And Rav Nosanzal says, this is what the Arizal is referring to in his Sefer, when he shows how on each day of the Omer, a Jew is drawing upon himself a new, unique type of Sechel, until he goes through all 49 days, where he has drawn upon himself all 49 measures of the different flavors of Sechel. Aval kol koyach hazeh nimshach mehatzadik b'chinas moishanal. However, the ability to do all of this, we are dependent on the tzaddik, who is b'chinas moishe, she'oimeid bein shmad l'rotzoin, who stands between these two poles, the north pole and the south pole, the top and the bottom, rotzoin and shmad, she'ma'ala mizuamas mitzrayim. He's the one who's able to take us and elevate us from the impurity of Egypt, shehayu maleim kfirois uznus, which was full of denial of Hashem and all kinds of pigam abris, adultery, all kinds of sins, shekol ze bechinas shmad, that's all in the category of shmad, lehalois mishom lebechinas rotzayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the true tzaddik, is the one who has the ability to take us out of there and elevate us to rotzayim, to bring us to Har Sinai, to Matan Torah, which was super Ratzon. Paragraph Samach Beis, Ve'ikara Tikun al Yedei Kol HaGimel Tzadikim Anal Shenestalku B'Shabbos B'Mincha B'Rai V'Darai V'N Ratzon Shebretzonos. And the main accomplishment of all of this is dependent on the three Tzadikim that we discussed earlier, who all passed away on Shabbos Mincha time, which is called Rai V'Darai V'N Ratzon Shebretzonos, Shehem, which are Yosef, Moshe, and David. That's in the order that they were in Jewish history. You know, Shebishvil ze oimrim gimel pamim tzidkoschos. The Sforim tell us that that's why after Mincha on Shabbos, before Aleinu, after the Chazor Sashatz, we recite the pasuk that begins with the words tzidkoscha, three psukim like that. We know tzidkoscha usually say when a person passes away. At the funeral, there's a tefillah called Tziduk Hadin, to be Matzdig the Din, where we declare that we know Hashem is just and right. Everything Hashem does is 100% correct. So here again, on Shabbos at Mincha, we're saying Tzidkoscha to remind ourselves and to activate the zechus of these three great tzaddikim who passed away Shabbos at Mincha. U'Moshiach Yihyeh Kolul Mikulam. And Moshiach is going to be a composite of all three of these. Val Yodoy Yihyeh Iker HaTikun. And that's why he's going to be the one to really finish the job, to complete the Tikun. Ki Tikun HaKol Toluy Rak B'Hatzadike Yemes. Because the Tikun of everything, the completion of the repair process, is dependent only on the true tzaddikim, Shehim Bechinas Moshiach, who are in the category of Moshiach, Bechinas Gimel Tzaddikim Anal, like the three tzaddikim we mentioned before. Interesting to note that these three tzaddikim, Yosef is Bigamatria 156, Moshe is 345, David is 14, together they are Bigamatria Tefillah. And tefillah, we've mentioned many times, is the expression of ratzon. The way that a person displays their desire and yearning is when you ask for it, when you talk. A kid wants something, and the kid says, Mommy, why don't you give me that? You didn't tell me that you want it. How should I know what you want? So again, when a person speaks, the words of tefillah are an expression, the verbalization of our ritzonos. So the tefillah is koilel all three of these tzaddikim. Tefillah is 515. Rabbi Nazal's name, Rabbi Nachman ben Fega, when you spell Fega with two yuds and an aleph, is bigematria 516. which symbolizes the kolius, being koilel, combining all three of these tzaddikim, wrapped up into one, in a sense. Ve'ikar hatikun al yedei he'oras harotzim. And we explained earlier that the main tikkun, the main thing that can fix everything, is this light of rotzim. U'kemoi shehirba. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on the word rotzim being desire, willpower, determination. U'kemoi shehirba admor zal edaber b'zeh, as Rabbeinu Zal spoke a lot about this. She'ikar hu harotzim, that the main thing in a yid is his desire, what he wants. Kemavur b'dvoreinu harbe b'zeh, as we discuss this a lot throughout our teachings. Kiyesh b'nei hanurim. Because there are young religious people who are still religious. They haven't gone off the path. They also need inspiration to want to live the kind of long life that we spoke about here, which means that every single day they should be excited and determined to learn new things. I want to learn another piece of Torah. I want to go to the mikveh again, to be adding das and holiness to their lives. That requires motivation, inspiration. Not everybody is self-motivated. Not everybody is a self-starter. And people need his oirus. V'zeh b'chinas Yosef. That's what the word Yosef represents. Shehu b'chinas toisves kedusha. The word lahosif means to add. Life is all about adding. If you didn't add, you're not alive. If you're not adding anything today, you is dead. And today is a dead day. It's not another day. Another day. It's not another day. This does not get added to your rest. To your roster, when you come upstairs, you're going to be expecting the respect that they should show for a guy who's 72 years old, and they're going to say, hey man, you ain't even 72 hours old. If we add up, you're here, look, let me show you what you did in your life. You ate and stuff, that don't count, that's nothing. That's the cats do that, and the mice do that. So let's see what you did. Let's see how many hours a day you spend adding das and holiness to yourself. So that's the concept of Yosef. Ki Yosef kovash es Yitzroi, because Yosef Hatzadik set an example for us in conquering his Yetzahara. V'omad b'nisoyin, he withstood the test, he passed the test. U'bekoichoi, and it's with his strength, by attaching ourselves to Yosef Hatzadik, by remembering that there was such a tzadik Yosef, and by attaching myself to him, mekablin kol mi shechofetz be'emes. Any Jew who really wants to succeed in conquering his Yetzirah can tap into Yosef HaTzadik and could draw strength from him. And be able to constantly get stronger with a strong desire for Hashem. To the point where you'll see this person is never in the same place as he was yesterday. This person will not let a day of his life go by without learning something new. Another page, a mitzvah, a mikvah, tzedakah, helping somebody. He's looking to make every day count, to add something new with every new day of his life. This is one of the kavanas. When we say Hareini Makasher, Rabbeinu Zal taught us that a Breslov Chassid says every single day that I'm attaching myself to all the tzaddikim of this generation and to all the tzaddikim who have passed away already. I'm attaching myself for what reason? To draw energy from them, to draw strength from their merit. Their zechus is active today, and we can tap into that. If a person wants, if a person's reaching out to them, then they're willing to help. If a person denies them, they deny tzaddikim, or they ignore them, I don't need anybody's help, I'll handle it myself, then handle it yourself. Aval yesh harbe. So that, now he addressed the religious people, that even they need motivation and inspiration to push, to want to be new and fresh every single day, to want to grow. Aval yesh harbe shekvar kilkalu harbe. Then there's the other group who has messed up a lot already. They've fallen into many sins. V'yesh shekilkalu ma'oid ma'oid. There are those who have really, really messed up terribly. V'nasa imohem ma'ashenasa. And they're going through what they're going through. They're going through all kinds of denial of Hashem and denial of, they've given up on themselves and they're doing all kinds of bad things to hurt themselves and others. V'zeh shchiach beyoyser ma'oid. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is very prevalent. Bifrat ato rachmon atzlan, especially now. This is 150 years ago or 180 years ago he's writing this. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what should we say today? Utzrichim laha'aloysam. And we have to pick those guys up. Those guys who are in the mud, in the filth, in the garbage, we have to elevate them. V'zeh ikar avoidas Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the main work of the true tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, she'oisek tomid lahalois mishmad l'rotzim kanal. That this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is constantly involved in. This is what he's involved in all the time, in reaching out to those people who are in the lowest places and picking them up. This line that I just said is a direct quote from Likutei Moran. This is not Rav Nosson Zal's words. He's quoting a line out of chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal makes this perfectly clear, that this is the main work of the greatest tzaddikim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this. Ki Moshe nikro al shem ki min amayim mishisiyu. Because if you look in the Chumash, the one who named him Basya Bat Paro, she said why she was giving him the name Moshe. Because I drew him out of the water. Ki min hamayim mishisihu. I drew him out of the water. Shemarames al shem ha'osid kimuva. And the Sforim tell us that that name is also referring to the future, not just to what happened then, but also to the future. Hainu, meaning Shem Moshe Moiredes Atzmoy Latoich Imke Meime Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who allows himself to go down into the Nile River, into the filth, the Egyptian filth. Meime Mitzrayim, Mayim Hazedoinim, the turbulent waters, the waters of sin and everything. Umale Mishom Hanefoshois Hanefulois Shenoflu Latoich Me Hamabul Mamashonsan. And he elevates from there those souls that have fallen into the waters of the flood, the Mabul. Ki Moshe hu tikun mei hamabul, kemuvan biksovim. Because the Arizal tells us, and the other Sifrei Kabbalah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the tikun for the flood. As the Arizal explains on the pasuk, which is written by the flood, this pasuk, Bishagom hu basar, and the Arizal says the word Bishagom do Moshe, that refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The word Bishagom is Bigimatria Moshe, exactly. And it says there, Bishagom hu basar, because Hashem realizes that man is flesh and blood, and you know, therefore Hashem is going to set the limit at 120 years. That from this point on, man can only live 120 years. And we know again that referred to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kigolus Mitzrayim Hoyo Lesakein Chait Doira Mabul. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that one of the main objectives in the exile, that in the time that the Jews spent in Egypt, was to rectify, to correct the generation of the flood. Shebishvil Zeh Hishlichu Habonim Lior. This is why Jewish children were thrown into the river. This was the tikkun for all the sins that were done that brought a flood to the world. V'huchrach gam Moshe le'ered l'sham. And even Moshe Rabbeinu had to go down into the river. U'mishom yotza al yedei bas paroi daika. And how did Moshe Rabbeinu get out of the river? Through the daughter of Paroi, Shenizgairos, who was in her conversion process at that time. Val shem ze nikra Moshe. And that's how he got his name Moshe. Coming out of the water, coming out of the filthy waters. Lerames, shebedgoidel koyach choshel Moshe. That this was a to hint us that through the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu, she'osid lehalois mishmad l'rotzoim, whose mission, whose main mission throughout his life, throughout all the generations, is going to be to elevate from shmad to rotzoim, ayidezeh. Because of that, kishenoylad ve'yorad le'yor mitzrayim, when he was born, and he had to be put into the river in Egypt, not only did he not drown, not only did the river not succeed in swallowing him up, his great power, Moshe Rabbeinu is so powerful, he was beaming light into Paroi's palace that reached Paroi's daughter that got her to convert. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu started his career, by elevating from Shmad to Ratzon. Ad shehi daiko hoitzio oise begashmis meor, to the point where she was the one of his first students, Basia Basparoi, was the one who actually physically took him out of the river. V'nikra al shem ze Moshe, and that's how he got his name Moshe, kimin hamayim shisiu, because this is his mission. He's the lifeguard. He's the one who, when people are drowning, he's the one who has the ability to go into the water and save them, rescue them. V'nikra al shem ze Moshe v'nashmayim v'alkein, and therefore, gam ato, so too today, kol ze iskoi tomid. This is always, Rabbeinu Zal, he doesn't have to hear that word tomid. He could say this is what he does. He doesn't want to say this is what he does. This is what he's constantly, always involved in. Lohoitzi kol hanoiflim mimayim hazeidoinim, to take all of those who have fallen out of the mayim hazeidoinim, out of the turbulent waters, the treacherous waters, mimei amabul, from the waters of the flood. V'ikar, and how does he accomplish that? Bekoyach hahamtoka, through the great hamtoko shemamshich mirotzayin huelyon anal, which he's able to draw from that highest level of rotzayin, shenestalik lisham, which Moshe Rabbeinu passed away into that penthouse, into that rotzayin elyon. Ve'oz, and then, kishemal in elu hanefoshois, when we elevate all of these different kinds of souls, hein mibnei Yisrael sheshavim b'tshuva, whether we're talking about Jews who go through a process of tshuva, returning to Hashem, hein hagerim, or whether we're talking about actual converts, shemizgairin, who convert out of whatever religion they were in before and come and join Klal Yisrael, humaloisam lemeitzah harotzim. The tzaddik doesn't just get them out of the mud. He elevates them higher and higher and higher. He brings them up to the meitzah harotzim. Umechazkom tomid. And the tzaddik is constantly giving them encouragement, that they shouldn't fall into the clutches of the scientists and philosophers who deny Hashem, who draw their energy from the other side, from the Metzach HaNochosh, and that's also where the whole wrong kind of desire for money comes from, sheboy kol huavoy dezora, in which all different types of idols are found in money, elile kesev, elile zov, bechinas shmad. Vize klal, Rav Nosson Al says, and this is a rule, this is a fact, shekol hamidos, that all the different attributes of Hashem, hein toivos, hein rois, whether we're talking about the good attributes or lahavdil, the opposite, kulam tluyim ze bo ze, they are all dependent and connected to each other, kemuva b'mokam Yisrael, as we've explained throughout other places, ki mitzvah goyreres mitzvah ve'avera goyreres averach malson, because the Gemara tells us a mitzvah leads you right into the next mitzvah, a sin leads you into the next sin. Chas v'shalom. Al kein, therefore, kishenoiflim leteva chas v'shalom, when a person falls into denial of Hashem, where they believe in nature and science and they don't believe in Hashem, umizgaber taivas mamoin, and as a result of that, they're not into religion, so what are they into? The other religion. They're into money, the desire for money. Varoid fin achar ha-hevel. And they chase after the foolishness of this materialistic world, biyegiois atzumois, with incredible effort. They kill themselves, laharviach momoin, to make money, vial piroiv einoi oile biyodom. And in most cases, they do not succeed financially. Ve'im lefame marvichem, and even those few, that small percentage, that do succeed, that become wealthy, supposedly, einoi maspik lehem. It's never enough. They're never satisfied. They're never happy. Bifrat achshov. Rav Nosenthal says, especially nowadays. Again, he's talking during his time. Imagine how much more so this applies today. Vazai choyzeru mizgaber kol ha-taivos. And because it don't stop, because the person keeps going, this endless drive for more money, bigger house, better car, newer car, two cars, six car, all of this stuff. As a result, it drags the person into other things, into kina, jealousy, the taiva and desire, the kovoid. And it's all about kovoid. It's all about because I don't want to look, I don't want to be less than that guy. If he could, you know, why should I feel like an idiot when I see him driving his Jaguar and I only have a leopard? I don't have a Jaguar. I have a turkey. I don't have a Jaguar yet. Ubifrat hataiva hakloliyus, and especially the main, the worst desire, which is koilel all evil desires, shehi ikra de yitzra bisha, which the Zohar Kodesh refers to as the main focus of the Yetzirah, which is desire for the wrong kind of relationships with women, desire for somebody else's wife, for a different woman, chas v'shalom. Ki pigam abris upigam taivas momoin tluyim ze bo ze. Because these two items, sins related to women and sins related to money and the desire for excessive wealth, are tied into each other and are dependent on each other. Kemuva b'hatoyro tzivisa tzedek edesecha. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, ukemavura b'dvareinu harbe bozeh. And as Rabbi Nosson Zal elaborates on this in many places in Likutei Halachos. V'alkein, we mentioned a little bit, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, that there's a pasuk, eshes ish, nefesh yekoro hi totsu. An adulterous woman, who is she looking for? She's looking for the rich guy. She's looking for the fancy guy, the slick guy, the guy who's wearing a fancy suit or a fancy this or the expensive car. The wrong kind of women are attracted to the wrong kind of money. And these two feed on each other. These two feed on each other. When a person has a lot of money, the bigger house, the bigger... For who? Who are you doing it for? For your wife? She's screaming enough. No. He's doing it to show off. To show off to who? To show off, chas v'shalom, to other women. That kind of thing. These two feed on each other. And the wrong kind of woman has an endless desire for money. Nothing's good for her. She wants more and more and that kind of thing. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemalin hanafoshois, hanal, when the tzaddikim elevate these souls, these fallen souls, umeir aleihem he'oras meitzach harotzim, kanal, and they shine upon them, the light that comes from meitzach harotzim, azai adayin habaldovar oirev aleihem tomid. The Yetzirah doesn't just roll over and play dead. He says, okay, you want to fight? Let's fight. You want to play? Let's play. And he's in there. He's going to fight back with everything he can. Because the Yetzirah is also playing Yosef. He's also new and improved every day. He ain't yesterday's Yetzirah. He's coming with new tricks, new enthusiasm and motivation every single day. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 30. Bifrat al oison shekvar nichshalu, especially in dealing with those people who have already fallen, who have been non-religious and that kind of thing, them especially, the Yetzirah isn't willing to give up on them so fast. Even if he sees them having a meteoric rise in Kedusha, okay, that's good for today. We'll give him a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, and as soon as we're ready, we'll take another shot at him to pull him back down. Alkein hu misnakel aleihem lachzor la pilam chashom. Therefore, the Yetzirah is constantly planning and trying to look for ways to knock them down again. And the main way that he can accomplish that is al yedei she'adayin ein he'oras metzach harotzon chozok etzlam koroi. If they haven't filled up with enough rotzon in their tank, if they have 60% rotzon, 50, 80% rotzon, then the Yetzer is still in the ring. Then he's still going to fight. He knows he can still knock them down. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of the Likutei Moran. Vazai, and when people see that they're under attack, that the Yetzer Hara hasn't walked away from them, Azai tzrichim lachzor ulehischazek velitein tztoka harbe, then those people have to get strong and fight back and give a lot of tztoka lechazek es harotzein, which will bump up their vitamins, and it'll bump up their energy, their rotzon, their desire for Hashem, their desire for the right things, for Torah, for Yiddishkeit, for tzaddikim. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Dalit, where Rabbi Nizal explains this. So far we spoke about Yosef, Losif, we spoke about Moshe, the one who draws out from the, and now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh b'chinas David, and this is the concept of David HaMelech, Shehu Iker Bechinas Moshiach. He is the main tzaddik that's closest to Moshiach. Sheyihia ben David. Moshiach is going to be the son of David. Shehoyoloi Melchoma Gedoilo Imeitzach Anochosh. We know David HaMelech is the one who engaged in real combat with the Meitzach Anochosh. Bechinas Goliath. Goliath the giant. Who Rabbi Nizal shows over in the Likutei Moran that Goliath is the Meitzach HaNochosh. The Navi says that on his head he had a huge helmet of copper covering his head and his forehead. There was only a small place in his forehead that was uncovered. And it's called, over there the Pasuk says, U'mitzchas nechoshes al roshoy. He had this copper helmet on his head. Mitzchas nechoshes is Metzach HaNochosh. Rabbi Nizal shows in the Gemara that Goliath was the Metzach HaNochosh. That's why the Gemara says, what did Goliath do? Twice a day he'd come up roaring, screaming at the Jews. The Jews were camped opposite the Philistines then. They were getting ready for a showdown, for a war. But this giant would come out every day in the morning and in the evening and scream insulting remarks at Hashem and at the Jewish people. The Gemara says he did it to destroy our Shema, our Kriya Shema. We say Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening, declaring our faith and trust in Hashem. He said, you have faith and trust in Hashem. You Hashem is Fuya. I'm Hashem. Come fight me. You got Hashem? Let's see one of Hashem's representatives come and fight me. You can't, then you're nothing and your Hashem is nothing. This is what Goliath was saying at the time. And when David HaMelech came to visit his brothers, he came to bring them food and to check out. And he heard this, he said, Who is this turkey? Who? And they said, shut up, don't say it. And they saw that everybody was in fear of him. Everybody was mamish petrified and nobody knew what to do. And then he heard that Shaul HaMelech made an offer that if anybody is willing to go challenge him, Shaul HaMelech will give him his daughter as a wife. And David HaMelech saw this Goliath and he saw the fear and he said, okay, I'm ready. Where is he? Let me at him. And this, he was a boy at the time, and he went there, and they wanted to put armor on him. They saw it don't fit. He needs the children's size. They don't have the armor doesn't come in kid sizes. And he went, and he said, and he turned to Goliath, and he said, you're coming with your cow, with all your garbage and your helmets and shtuyot. I'm coming with Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Watch me. And Goliath started walking towards him, and he picked up 5 stones, it says over there, and he put them into a pouch, and he swung it and threw it, and it went right in that small spot, the only spot of Goliath that wasn't covered with steel and metal, right by his forehead. It went in there and killed him. And the Zohar Kodesh says the 5 stones were Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and the pouch was Echad. The pouch was what unified them, put them in one. That's what David HaMelech went at Goliath with, and was zeicher to kill him, chop off his head, and that was the end of the Philistines. They turned around and ran. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that David HaMelech was the tzaddik who took on the Meitzach HaNochosh and defeated him. כמו שכוסו שם, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, שאתו, so that now, עיקר התקווה, the main hope of the Jewish people today, על יודוי, is through דובר המלך, שהוא לוחם עם מצח הנחש, he's the one who fights the מצח הנחש, שלא ירפא את אמונה הסרוצים, that it should not be able to weaken our faith in Hashem, our Shema Yisrael. שמשום כל הנפילות חס ושלום, that's what causes a Jew to fall in all the different ways that he falls. He falls when he's lacking in this emunah sarotzim, but rather rak lichazek es kol echod veechod, but rather to strengthen each and every Jew, eich shehu, no matter where he's holding, bechol yoim voyoim, each and every single day. That the Jew should renew himself each and every single day, beretzaynos chazokim, with strong desires, la'ashem yisbora, for Hashem, afilu im ovar mashovar, even if he's been through what he's been through, no matter how many sins he did, no matter how many terrible things he did, v'hakol b'koyach hatzdoka, and one of the main pieces of this puzzle is that tzedakah. Tzedakah has an unbelievable koyach. Tzedakah is ratzon. Tzedakah is taking the idol, the elilei kesev ezov, and saying, ha ha, I'm putting you in a mikvah. I'm taking the worst garbage in the world, the thing that destroys people, and I'm going to use it to bring life to people. I'm going to take a poor person, a real oni hogun, or a yeshiva, or whatever, a place that requires that, and I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to take this thing called death, and I'm going to turn it into life, mamish life. I'm going to take the thing that turns people away from Hashem the most, that has people walking away from Hashem in their pursuit of this imaginary wealth, and I'm going to use it to serve Hashem, to bring honor and glory to Hashem. Not to me, not to pure, pure honor for Hashem. Umi she'ein biyodoy liten tzedakah koroi. But what if a person can't give tzedakah properly? He doesn't have. He'd love to give 100,000. Right now, he doesn't have it for whatever reasons. A person who can't, Kvar Gila, Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us in another chapter on Likutei Moharan, Kishemekanim Kinas Hashem Tzvokos, that when a Jew performs an act of zealousness, kina, when a Jew shows fire for the sake of Hashem, Nechshav Kitzdoka, that's considered like charity, like giving tzedaka. Right, there's a pasuk by Pincha in Tehillim where it says, the pasuk says, "Vayikaneda vatnechshav loy kitzdoka." It's an actual pasuk in Tehillim that Rabbeinu Zal quotes on Likutei Moharan. There's a small chapter in Likutei Moharan that's like 3-4 lines where he quotes that pasuk about Pinchas, that Hashem refers to his act, his zealous act of jumping up and killing Cosby and killing Zimri ben Soli. This was an act of kina, rage, to defend Hashem's honor and to defend the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the pasuk says there, v'nechoshev lo l'tzedakah, that Hashem considered that a charity, an act of tzedakah. And u'bozeh mamtikin hacharoinaf, and this is another incredible, powerful thing that helps eliminate and sweeten the anger of Hashem. Bebechinas Pinchas, as in the example of Pinchas, where the Torah says, Heshiv es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. He removed my anger. He put my anger back in the box from upon the Jewish people. Bekanoi es kinosi b'soicham. When he showed, he avenged my honor among the Jewish people. Interesting, we mentioned this before, but now we'll make it much stronger even. We mentioned before that tzedakah, today is Yom Revi'i, tonight, many of the Jews throughout the world are going to be reading, most Jews are going to be reading Megillah Esther tonight, and before the Megillah, they daven Mincha, and it's brought that right after Mincha is one of the best times to give the Machtzis HaShekel. This is one of the real official forms of tzedakah of the year. Machtzis HaShekel, where nobody was exempt, everybody was included, and it was uniform for all Jews, this special donation of tzedakah. And we mentioned that the word Machtzis has in it a lot of secrets. One of the secrets is that the middle letter is tzaddik, The letters close to the tzaddik are chai, the ches and yud. The letters that are far from the tzaddik are meis, mem and tov, showing that tztaka tatzil mimovis. Tztaka takes a person out of death, out of taivas mamayim, out of pegama rotzayim, out of the meitzach hanochosh, and tztaka brings the person to rotzayim, to the highest level rotzayim. The opposite of the machtzis hashekel is this word chamosi. It says by Pinchas, take a look at the word, Pinchas heishiv es chamosi. He removed my anger. What is anger? Anger is when the letters mem and tof are together, the mem and tof are together, and the ches and yud are separated, chas v'shalom. That's the opposite. That's the charoi naf. That's the anger. So Pinchas' act of tzedaka was his kinah for the sake of Hashem. Vehu oisek bozer lechazek es harotzim b'chol pam. And the tzaddik is involved in this at all times. Dovid HaMelech is involved in strengthening our rotzoin b'tikunim nifloim, with all kinds of tikunim, at shemeir harotzoin hakodesh b'kol echod, eich shehu, to the point where that rotzoin, he has the ability to instill this rotzoin into every single Jew, no matter how far he is. At shema'aleyu b'chol pam misfekos, to the point where he elevates him out of his doubts, out of his amolik, sofek is begematria amolik, takes him out of there. Shegam zehu bechinas shema lemishmat l'rotzayim. And this is also the concept of elevating the person from shmat to rotzayim. Vehu gomar veyigmoyer. And he is the one who completed the job and will complete the job. V'alkein, and therefore David begematria dai. Dovid HaMelech's name is Bigamatria Dai, which means enough. Bechinas Shakai, which is associated with Hashem's name, Shakai, which is She Dai. It is enough. Bechinas Vekel Shakai Yitein Lochem Rachmim Vishalach Esachechem Achar. This is the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said to his sons when they were going down for their final round with Yosef HaTzadik. They didn't know he was Yosef. They were going down and bringing Binyamin with them and everything to try to see if they could finish with this guy and get Shimon back and, you know, get themselves back together. So Yaakov Avinu gave them a brocha. He said, may Hashem give you kindness and release your brother, you know, with you. Shemarames al keitz hageula hazois. That pasuk is alluding to the conclusion of the golus that we're going through right now. She'olov Nemar, about which it says, Mashen Ischanin Yaakov Avinu Aleinu, the incredible tefillah that Yaakov Avinu said on our behalf, when he said to Hashem, Ho'oimer lo'oilomo idai, the Hashem who said enough when he was creating the world, Yoimar letzoreisenu dai, should say enough to all the pain and suffering that Klal Yisrael is going through. Veze bechlal ubefrat. This applies to the Jewish nation on a whole, and it applies to each and every single one of us individually. Beklolius Yisrael, this applies to Klal Yisrael, Sheyoimar Dai Letzoreisenu, that Hashem should say enough to all of our suffering. Kikvar Moshach Oleinu Hashibud V'orach Oleinu Agolos Moid Moid, because we've had enough, this Shibud, this servitude and suffering and exile, we've been through it for a very long time. Ubevadai soif kol soif yomar dai letzoreisenu. And we know that in the end, Hashem is going to say enough to all the suffering. V'yemaher legoleinu gula soilam. And he's going to redeem us in a permanent way. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Eicha, lo yosef lihigaloischa. Hashem will not put us through another golus. That's Klal Yisrael. That's on a global level. V'chein beprotius etzel kol echod. And so too regarding the difficulties and the struggles that each and every one of us is going through. Ubifrat oison she'eschilu k'tzas, especially those who have started trying to become religious or become more religious. Ukvar hel oisam at tzadik emes mimokam she'el oisam, and the true tzadik has already elevated them from where he found them, from the mud and everything. Kasher yodea kol echod benafshoy, like each and every one of us knows very well. The Afal Pekin, however, even though the tzaddik has done a lot for us so far, We're still going through all kinds of battles with our Yetzirah, physical battles and spiritual battles and financial battles and hell, all kinds of stuff. Whatever each person is going through, and we must trust and have confidence in our holy elders, the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, who are always strengthening the rotzayin and increasing the rotzayin, and they're drawing upon us this light called David Moshiach. Sheyoymar die letzoras hanefesh. David is begematria die. They are drawing upon us that die, that end. Shel kol echad beprotius, that the end of each and every individual's personal suffering. Kikeitz som lachoshech, because there is going to be an end to the darkness. Ubevadai loylo netzach yoriv, and Hashem is not going to be fighting with us forever. You know, we're going to make peace. Vo'ikar lechazek atzmoi bekoyach shel atzadik menal. And the main thing is for a person to constantly encourage himself that even though I'm not, I know they are. There are tzadikim who are real tzadikim. And they have in the past and will in the present and future save all of us. They will fix everything. Ki kulam klulim mikol hatikunim menal. Because all the tzaddikim are kolol from all of these tikkunim, the Yosef, the Moshe, the David. It's not each one of them has all three of them inside of him. Rak shekol echad beprotius u'oseik b'tikun zeh. It's just that each one on a detail level is focused more on his piece of the puzzle. U'kemavur mizeh mimokam achar, as we've discussed this in other places. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shegimel hatzadikim oelu, that these three tzadikim, Shehein bechinas Yosef, Moshe, David, Shenestalku beraiva deraiva, who passed away at that special time, bechinas Eitz Ratzon, Heim oisim bechinas Gimel tikunim. They perform the three tikunim that we've been discussing throughout this halacha, which are, number one, Aleph, lehalois ulechazek esaksherim adayim, to elevate and encourage those people who are still religious, who are still good, they're still in the ring, shelo yiplu, that they shouldn't fall. Shelo yasuru chas v'shalom, they shouldn't turn away from Hashem. Bibchinas v'sartem v'avadatem, as we said, a turn away from Hashem is avodah zarah. But rather, rak yischasku tamid b'rotzon chazak l'Hashem yisborah, they should constantly be strengthening themselves with new desire for Hashem. That's the Yosef tikkun that we discussed before. Beis, number two, who bechinas Moshe, is the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, shemoisif oid, who goes further than that, lahalois oisan shekvar naflu, to elevate those people who are out of the ballpark, those people who have already fallen into the sitrachra, lamokim shenaflu, they've fallen into the garbage that they've fallen into, to get them out of there. That's the second tikkun. And Gimel, the third tikkun, who bechinas David, is the aspect of Dovra Melech, shehu ikar bechinas Moshiach beYoser, who is the closest one, in a sense, to Moshiach, bechinas Moshiach ben David, shehu ikar hu ligmor hageula beklal ubeprat. Because the main thing is to finalize the geula on a general level and on the gula for Klal Yisrael and each and every individual Jew's personal gula. The Baal Shem Tov says, we say in L'chadoidi, korva el nafshi ga'ola, that besides the gula for Klal Yisrael, I need my own personal gula. My nefesh needs a gula. Dahainu, shegam oison shekvar hela mishmad l'rotzayim, meaning that even those people who have already been taken out of shmad and brought into rotzayim, Shetzrichim lechaskom. We have to constantly encourage, give them encouragement. Shelo yiplu oid b'chol ma'ashover lehem, that they shouldn't fall back as a result of all the battles that the Yetzirah is, you know, putting them through. Shayidei zeh yigmar hagula. Through all three of these, the geula will be completed. V'yoymer adai letzoriseinu, and Hashem will say enough to all of our suffering. Bimheiro b'yameinu amen. We hope this will be very soon. וזה בחינס מה שקוסה בספורים שעיקר המתוקס הדינים. This is why it's written in Sforim that the main accomplishment of המתוקס הדינים is להפויך, to convert מצורו, from the word צורו, לרצי, to רוצו or רוצוין. היינו כנאו. Because as we said before, all the צורויס, all the suffering, is all a reflection of pegam emuna. It's based on lack of faith in Hashem, lack of faith in tzaddikim. That's the cause of all the tzoros. That's where the letters are arranged to form midas hadin. And the tzaddikim have the ability to rearrange those letters to convert it into ritzei, or rotzoi. Ki ikar hatikun hualidei bechinas ritzei, bechinas rotzoin hoelyon. Because the main tikun is through the singing of Ritzei, which means this upper, highest level of Ratzon.